sitting in the morning sun.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Rem Earl, who's, you know, we have in church this evening. So anyway, let me go here and then we'll go to the phone lines. A recent Gallup poll chronicles the continuing decline of religious influence in America. In 1952, 75% of Americans said religion was very important in their lives. Today, only 40% say that. In addition, most Americans now believe religion is losing its influence on America. In 1957, only 14% would have made such a claim. There clearly is something that is going on in this country. People have a different outlook on things. And if you ask me, only my opinion, based on my 67 years of living, people are not better today from the standpoint of their patience with other human beings than they were then. So what's at the root of it? You know, what is at the root of me, I? Because it hasn't always been that way. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first?
First up, we got Vicky from Middleton.
Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
Burlington.
Thank you very much.
Burlington.
Oh, Burlington. Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Mr. Earl. Hey, great conversation. I just want to say, you know, we grew up in the church also. It wasn't in the 60s, but we didn't just go to church, you know, Earl. We read the Bible. And so there's a difference between attending church because you should and really understanding why you're there and what the Bible says about the way we should behave. Having said that, I no longer attend because I just became disgusted with, you know, just some of the scandal and some of the things I knew about the church. The organized religion changed at a church that I grew up in. And so, but like you said, this isn't just an American problem. It's worldwide. And just in having discussions with my immediate circle of friends, not one of them ever attended organized religion. And we're the same people. So, you know, in terms of being born, you know, with a moral center, I think we are when you read the Bible. But I think that these external influences, mental illness, people have to work on Sundays. Nobody worked on Sundays when I grew up. So the economic situation, the amount of suffering, I think people have just figured, how is it possible that there's a God and why should I believe in religion when I'm living this way? But then to go back, you know your Bible, I'm sure, and I'm not going to quote verse, but you know what God said about suffering. You know about everything happening for a reason.
So I do.
I think that's what it is.
I was raised in the church. I know the Bible, but I also know that you know the Bible is. I don't want to get into that because we can get. You know, lost in the weeds on that.
I know what you're about to say. I agree.
So let me say this. What I'm talking about is there's something different about people today, and it's colder than I've seen in my life. So many people are just cold. There are exceptions, but the society as a whole is more involved in materialistic things. Yeah, that existed, but it wasn't like it is today. So who's worshiped today? The people who are worshiped today are, you know, the people who are multi-billionaires, Elon Musk, and those kinds of people. You know, why? Because they've got a lot of money. Well, you know, money is fine, but you're not going to be able to take it with you. Nobody's been able to take it with them that I know of. And when your whole purpose of the life is to get as many things as you can get, you kind of lose perspective on what it is to be on the earth with another human being. You know,
Right. Yeah, I think that's a bigger influence than even religion. The people that design these phones and computers, I've never been happier since I disassociated with social media, except for maybe an hour or two a day. It's not natural to be in front of a computer or a phone as much as we are now. And it was insidious. And now you can't separate people from these devices. And I think that is more of it than religion.
I think without question, you bring up a very important part of it. I can't disagree with you on that. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Yeah, well, and for a lot of churches, I mean, I was baptized Catholic, but never became confirmed because I had to read something on Inquisition, which kind of was tainted my view of the Catholic Church at the time. But I mean, this is something I have drawn from in literature, and I think I kind of agree with that. It is required of every man, the ghost returned, that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men, and travel far and wide. And if that spirit does not go forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. And that's a line from Dickens. I mean, that we're supposed to be concerned about our fellow man. I mean, and some of these mega churches, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but the gospel of prosperity has kind of infected a lot of these things that, you know, they kind of have gone, you know, kind of a Calvinistic view of that if you have wealth in this world,
the gospel of prosperity, I agree with you. Evangelicals who once, you know, were almost at the top of the trough, and now you listen to evangelicals, those who call themselves evangelicals, and you watch who they follow, and they follow, you know, the Trumpkins and the conservatives, and nothing could be farther from the creator than the people who call themselves evangelicals and are following a guy who is as close to Satan as there ever was in Donald Trump. And I'm sure there are people who say, they look at that and say, hey, these are supposedly people who go to church all the time and they believe in, and say they believe in a God, but yet they've been led down the path by a live Satan. And so you say, well, I don't want to be like that. But, you know, I do understand how there are people who have been turned off by religion, but you know, at the same time, as I am, but at the same time, there's something that's going on in humankind today that is as rotten as I've ever seen in my lifetime.
True. I mean, it just is that. You know, Jesus said it, it's Matthew, I think Matthew 25:35, is that's we're supposed to care about our fellow man. That you do for the least of us. That's how you're supposed to get to heaven. It's not any specific formula. It's just supposed to care about our fellow man.
But I don't, and I think I understand how there are people who say, well, listen, man, you know, what do you mean heaven? What do you mean heaven? You know, what do you mean hell? Hey, Elon Musk has all the money in the world. And I guarantee you, he's not talking about dying and getting to streets paved with gold or the pearly gates in heaven. He's not, he has heaven on earth. A person who lives on the street in the wealthiest nation on earth in a capitalistic society, who's living outside right now in the cold, you can't tell me he's not in hell on this earth. So, you know, all of those things that people talk about, there are people who don't just accept things at face value. I think we accept the things at face value more, Mark, during your and my time when we were younger, but younger people today don't buy that.
And you kind of, you just could describe there the parable of Lazarus. I mean, Lazarus was the poor man sitting outside the, you know, sitting outside and too poor and the dogs licked his wounds, yet the rich man was, you know, had his all on this planet. And but then after death, I mean, that they had different fates. I mean, that but unfortunately, I think that too many, it seems to me that too many of these, some of these people that are very religious have adopted the philosophy of Ayn Rand, that they're in it for themselves and nothing else matters.
So, but I don't want to get, again, I'm trying to get to a place where people and the way so many people are acting in this society now, it's headed down a path that, you know, it's kind of predictable what's going to turn it around. You know, as Vicky said, you know, such a large swath of people are on these sites that don't do anything other than lead them away and take them down paths that they may not be able to recover from.
Well, that brings it back to community. You know, every week seeing the people that you live around. So today, you go on Twitter, you go on Reddit and argue with people on the other side of the globe. You get the brain hit, you get that dopamine hit of interacting with people, but there's no substance there. There's no accountability for the way you act. I think it really goes back to just being with your fellow man.
Well, but who is your fellow man? You don't know by looking at your fellow man whether your fellow man is a fellow man or beast in human form. And that's where I'm trying to get to. You know, you don't know who that other person is. You don't know what's inside of them. And we live at a time right now where, again, there's so many pressures in the society on people that that if they don't have some foundation on how to deal with the pressures of the world or the pressures of today, you wind up like with what we're dealing with in this country, all over this country, and especially, just even last night, you know, I'm looking at, what time was it? It was, I think about 4 o'clock in the morning, I get what do you call the calls that pop up on your phone?
Notification.
From law enforcement.
Yeah. Yeah. The sort of the public.
Yeah.
Just
called
push up. Notifications. Yeah.
Yeah. And it said, well, don't leave your house. You know, there's a guy running with a gun at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning from law enforcement. He only has on a t-shirt. Well, I wake up and I'm like, hey, it's sub-zero outside, right? So I couldn't even, you know, begin to imagine, well, this guy's already shot an officer.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's some stuff going on in the society that's not getting better. We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to delve a little deeper. I put a little time in this today. Evan, is there any way you can bring the basket out for people to donate?
You just hit on it, man. You hit on it.
Listen, we had to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Evan, you figure out how we can get that basket and take these donations. We'll be right back.